This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Dancing, at least in public, hasn't been easy during the pandemic, but one samba teacher has kept her students moving. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The pandemic has been a time of transition for many artists. That includes Samba Colorado founder and teacher, Cabrina Josefina de Jesus.
We're really a community. We're a dance school, we're a dance company, but this is a community, a sacred space where you can come together and really share how you feel and no one's judging you.
De Jesus originally grew up dancing salsa in New York City. She didn't discover samba until later in life. When she was teaching Zumba classes in Colorado, some of her students asked her to also teach samba. That was the start of what she says is the first samba school in the state. Then COVID broke up the party.
Right before COVID, we definitely had more dancers in the company. We had more students in classes, and we had every year we do go to Brazil to train. The whole calendar year was just it was wiped out.
Like many artists, De Jesus had to adapt to find a way forward.
COVID definitely has taught me to be more creative as a director. You can take class online. You can study online. You can do a show online. You could be online and in person and do a show. I'm like, I would have never, ever in my wildest dreams thought I can do that.
And her studio is not the only one. Some studios are offering a mix of in-person and virtual classes. Others have canceled classes altogether or are only offering either in-person or virtual options. But that rush to virtual teaching was a process of trial and error. De Jesus says she was burnt out from trying to offer too much too fast.
I was so stressed out. Like, the moment COVID happened, I put 5 classes online a week. And so I was on Zoom like crazy. Then I completely burnt myself out.
Today, De Jesus has slowed down and offers a blend of in-person and online classes.
COVID also has taught me to push and to make new things. And it's not even about if we make money or not. It's just to provide more opportunities for the dancers and the community here in Colorado and now outside of Colorado.
De Jesus and Samba Colorado are looking towards a bright summer with a school recital in May and a carnival in June. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.